Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Are our states doing enough for school kids with asthma, allergies, and related conditions? The Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America has analyzed state policies across the United States. With me now, Jenna Riemenschneider, Vice President of Advocacy and Policy for the Foundation. Jenna, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Of course. I'm very excited to be here.
So when we talk about asthma and allergy policies in schools, what are the range of diseases that are covered in the review that you did?
So it's largely asthma, food allergies, and environmental allergies.
Talk about how that affects learning in the school environment.
Sure. So around 5 million children in the United States have asthma, and about 4 million children have food allergies. Asthma actually continues to be a leading cause of missed school days. So when you think about your school environment, it's super critical to, you know, keep kids in schools. If your schools are making you sick, then you're not going to be able to attend. You're not going to be able to learn well. If you have a food allergy, you know, you're thinking about, you know, are they using flour in the classroom, for instance? You know, are we in art projects? Are we using food allergens? How do we know how to protect these kids appropriately?
Two states made it on your organization's honor roll, as it were, Connecticut and D.C. What are they doing right?
So they are doing things, you know, our standards look across three categories: medication and treatment standards, awareness standards, and the school environment. And they're basically hitting all of these. In order to make the honor roll, you had to meet at least 22 of our 27 core policy standards. So they're doing things like making sure schools have emergency medications like epinephrine or albuterol. They have mandated comprehensive indoor air quality management plans. They've addressed vaping across all of their school campuses and all school functions. And very, very importantly, they, you know, these states sponsor training for school personnel, both on asthma awareness and also on the prevention, recognition, and treatment of allergic reactions.
Illinois was among 10 states that earned an honorary mention. That's my state. How has Illinois improved, first off, and then I'm going to ask you what the state still needs to do?
So Illinois, they did great this year. They've met 21 of our 27 standards. So Illinois is only one standard away from making that state honor roll list. You know, they have great policies across the medication and treatment standards. One area that they could, you know, go above and beyond. Right now, they do not require anaphylaxis medicine or epinephrine to be stocked in schools. They only allow it. And really requiring this would be, an opportunity for a huge improvement. And another area that all states, including Illinois, have room for improvement is the availability of school nurses. Only two states require that schools have at least one full-time nurse available at all times. And that's Vermont and Delaware. But school nurse availability is critical because these are the people that, you know, are helping students manage chronic disease. They're the first responders in emergencies. And when they aren't there, that's putting the burden on teachers and staff to be responsible for these students. And, you know, that increases risk for the students as well.
So just as disclosure for our listeners, we live this life. Our teachers have to be trained in how to use EpiPens for my kids. And I do feel like that's a huge responsibility, even a burden on these teachers. Talk about, you know, that responsibility for school districts, both large and small, to try to comply with this and keep kids safe.
Yes, it's, you know, as I mentioned, the prevalence, about 1 in 20 students has a food allergy. So, you know, this is every classroom. Putting that burden on teachers is a lot. You know, when you're thinking about everything else a teacher is managing, you're also thinking about, you know, how to recognize the signs and symptoms of a food allergy reaction. But also, you know, knowing that maybe the school nurse is across the district that day, you know, you are then, you know, you're the first responder. It puts a lot of stress and burden on our teachers. And, you know, they're amazing and they're all, you know, very willing to do this. But, you know, it's really, it should be the school nurses should, you know, be available. There is a shortage of school nurses, so we need more of them. And it would be great for states to help support this.
I'm speaking with Jenna Riemann-Schneider. She's Vice President of Advocacy and Policy with the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America. They have scored schools. We talked about the top schools, and we talked about Illinois. What about Missouri? How did Missouri score in this?
So Missouri did not meet enough standards to receive recognition this year. They only met 8 of 27 standards. So that does highlight significant gaps in policies that could better protect the children with asthma and allergies. You know, some of the areas where they could improve is, you know, adopting those comprehensive indoor air quality management plans. You know, we've talked extensively about the full-time school nurses. It's, you know, Missouri came very close on some of its anti-vaping policies, but they need to be more robust to meet our standards, such as prohibiting vaping on school grounds and at school-related functions as well.
For parents, how can they advocate for their children in their state and school district on these issues?
Well, I'm super excited to say this is we've been releasing this state honor roll report since 2008, but this is the first year we have included an advocacy toolkit as part of our report. So we have information, and this is at statehonorroll.org, that, you know, there's a how to address your lawmakers, how to, you know, speak in a meeting, how to communicate, a sample letter that you can send to your lawmakers. We really want, there are other resources as well for parents and teachers within the report, but we really want it to be, you know, a starting point to get the conversations going, you know, to talk to your schools as well as your lawmakers and communities to really help ensure that no student is negatively impacted by their asthma and allergies in schools.
Jenna, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
That is Jenna Riemann-Schneider, Vice President of Advocacy and Policy with the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America. Come